Sean Diddy Combs files motion to dismiss some claims in sexual assault lawsuit. Los Angeles, lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs pushed back against a woman's lawsuit that accused him of sexual assault, filing a motion on Friday to dismiss some claims that were not under law when the alleged incident occurred. The motion filed in a New York court claims Mr. Combs cannot be sued because certain laws didn't exist when Joy Dickerson-Neal made the allegations against him in 1991. The music mogul's lawyers want certain statutes from Ms. Dickerson-Neal's claims such as revenge porn and human trafficking to be dismissed with prejudice. In a filing last year, she said Mr. Combs intentionally drugged her, then brought her home and sexually assaulted her after a date in Harlem when she was a 19-year-old college student. Without her knowledge, Mr. Combs videotaped the assault and later shared it with several friends in the music industry, the lawsuit alleges. He denied the allegations, accusing her of seeking to exploit the New York law that temporarily extended the statute of limitations. While Friday's motion seeks to dismiss the case on legal grounds, Diddy's attorneys and the mogul vehemently deny what they called numerous false, offensive, and salacious accusations in the lawsuit. Ms. Dickerson-Neal's claim came nearly three decades after his alleged misconduct, and the New York State revenge porn law was not codified until 2019, Mr. Combs' lawyer said. His attorneys also pointed out a few others, including the New York Services for Victims of Human Trafficking Law, which came into effect in 2007. The Associated Press does not typically name people who say they have been sexually abused unless they come forward publicly, as Ms. Dickerson-Neal has done. Last month, Mr. Combs' properties in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by federal authorities in a sex trafficking investigation. The criminal investigation is a major escalation in the scrutiny of Mr. Combs, who has been the defendant in several recent sexual abuse lawsuits.